podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 14, with verses 17 through 21. But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Today, we speak of overcoming sin. St. Anthony's thoughts, written and translated from Latin, called Imago Dei, translated into the image of God, which is a concept of theological doctrine in Christianity as well as Judaism. This concept is a foundational aspect of Christian and Jewish understandings of human nature. We are the image of God, transformed by tension between vice and virtue, constantly at battle with overcoming sin, where lust, pride, wrath, and greed operate in silence many times, alone, unless conducting this affair with others. In this tension of living in sin, St. Anthony explains that we lose our likeness with God. When man loses his likeness with God, he must use virtue as the way to prevail and overcome sin by seeking and accomplishing the power of virtue, which prevails over sin by contemplation and charity that causes regeneration and, as St. Anthony explains, is within man's abilities to succeed. When we love God, we seek the love of others who want to treat their neighbors as themselves. I will say that I will begin to break down each and every discussion, reiterating certain points as we move on in our practice together daily, and hope to find a continued avenue of learning Scripture and becoming more surrendered to His truth. Amen. Join me as we pray your daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty, my children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elian. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. And the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. This is a novena day 4 for Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, a Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. And I live my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 14 with verses 17 through 21. Today we have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "We Only Have Fish 2 and Loaves 5. How are we going to feed all them people with that, Jesus? And Jesus said, "We only have fish 2 and loaves 5. Saying, "Jesus, bring them all." Crowds were ordered to sit and recline. Heaven looked, Jesus blessed, none to fall. Satisfied were they, eating all. Left fragments filled baskets 12 full. Men numbering 1,000 times 5 the call. Children and women counted, not as the mall of them all. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 19th, 2023. Oops, it's March 20th. Getting ahead behind myself there. We're recording this morning at 4:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated. It is a Roman Catholic lay ministry, not sponsored by the church, but is accepted by the IRS as a religious charitable organization and exempt from federal income tax under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. Donations made to PayPal using godfirstforjesus@gmail.com or mail to 1350 Aldo Road, Babson Park, Florida 33827, or given to God First Ministries direct are tax deductible. We use them for our prison ministry as well as other charity that we operate here in Central Florida, clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, and seeking to share with the lost, lonely, and languished. Amen. We close today at 7:33 in the name of Jesus as we call out to our good friends John and Marie each morning. God bless you two. And in the name of Jesus, 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 God bless you.